Hello, everybody, and welcome to a new podcast. I'm Nathan Reynolds.
I'm Logan Carnes.
And this is the Sideline Princes podcast, a new podcast all about sports. Logan, you like sports, right?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
You like sports, right?
I do. And so, actually, I feel like we're somewhat credentialed to have this kind of podcast. We both do sports broadcasting for Missouri Southern State University in Joplin, Missouri. We do football, basketball, and I also do volleyball and basketball for Ozark Christian College, also in Joplin. And so we are around sports a lot, and we love the game, all of the games. And so we're super excited to bring this to you. This will be a podcast just about sports. It'll be a weekly recap of what's going on, the biggest storylines, just so you're caught up. And you can be the biggest ball knower in your friend group, your family, or maybe even your workplace if you work. I don't know. What do you think, Logan?
I think your workplace, your school. I think if you go to church, yes. Probably the biggest ball knower on this campus.
Yeah.
So I think we're in a church right now, if I'm not mistaken. So yes. we're in the basement of a church.
We have a great studio. It really is great.
It's great. Thank you to OCC for letting us use this.
Absolutely. But nonetheless, our schedule, we will be releasing every Friday beginning next Friday is when we'll be dropping this ish. And so be on the lookout for that. That's going to be October 10th. So be on the lookout for the episode in the afternoon of October 10th. That'll be our first official episode that'll be dropping. We're super excited. Once again, we're just going to be talking about all sports, whether it be NFL, NBA. NBA is about to start. Super excited about that. MLB postseason's right in the thick of it right now. WNBA finals are happening right as we speak. And so there's a lot of fun stuff to get into. And so, Logan, why don't we let the audience know a little bit about ourselves? And so let's begin. Who are your favorite sports teams from the four major American sports?
Okay. All right. So a few of them are pretty easy. I'm a big Patriots fan, have been since I was a little kid. I'm a Thunder fan for certain. And then when it comes to MLB, my family is from Kansas City. They love the Royals. I definitely will cheer for the Royals if they're on. I consider myself to be a Mariners fan because whenever I got into baseball, it was a little bit later, and the method by which it happened was pretty funny. It was literally just a video game. I got drafted to the Mariners, and then I started looking at the team, and I'm like, man, they're not very good, but I like the vibes. So I would probably consider myself a Mariners fan. That was several years back now. Go Cal. But as far as hockey goes, I don't watch a whole lot of hockey. I would probably say that I'd be a Blues fan. The bit of it that I do watch, I'm happy when I see them. They get to, you know, do their thing. College sports, I'm definitely a big Michigan guy. So Tom Brady was my favorite athlete growing up, all thanks to my dad and whatnot. Whenever he actually lived in Michigan growing up, and so he was a very big Michigan sports fan. And then obviously followed one of the greatest Michigan athletes ever. To the NFL, where he played for the Patriots. And then right around the time of... Actually, I was born in the year that they didn't win the Super Bowl. I was born right before the Buccaneers actually won the Super Bowl back in 2003.
Yeah.
And then, you know, that was sandwiched right between the three other ones. So
there you go.
Yeah. What about
He's
you,
known
Nate?
Success for a long time. I am from Central Missouri, so I kind of borderline Kansas City, St. Louis about evenly. About 2.5 hours from each. However, I lean towards Kansas City. I'm a Kansas City Chiefs fan, not a bandwagon, I would like to clarify. Kansas City Royals fan, can't be a bandwagon of the Royals. They've been terrible.
If you tried.
Right, exactly.
Gun to my head.
2014 and 2015 were fun, and 2024 was fine. But other than that, they've been pretty awful. So Chiefs, Royals, NBA, didn't really have anybody in the area. Like John Wall a lot. Became a Washington Wizards fan. Terrible idea. Haven't been competent since 1979, but we're on the way, hopefully.
Can you teach me how to Dougie?
Yeah. Okay, maybe not on camera. All right,
well, okay. Another day.
Yeah, another day. College, so I'm only an hour from Columbia, Missouri, so a big Mizzou fan. Football, basketball, baseball, volleyball, whatever they're playing, I like to follow them in. And then NHL, I would also say the Blues just because of location and then being the closest when they made their Stanley Cup run. That was probably the first time in my life that I watched hockey. And I follow it.
Same.
I follow it, but I have a lot of friends actually at Ozark who are bigger hockey fans. So I'll probably pull a lot of knowledge from them when we talk about hockey and what's going on there. And maybe we can have them on too. We'll see what happens. But overall, just I love sports and I try not to be biased, although I am a lot. But that's one of the things about sports broadcasting is eventually you have to get to a point where you'll be on a neutral broadcast. So you got to appreciate the game for what it is. And so I like to pride myself on trying to know ball, not trying to be biased towards one side or the other. But we're super excited about this. Logan, you got anything else to add before we end the pilot and get ready for our first episode?
I don't know. We're going to be recording our first episode afterwards. I think that, you know, get ready to have a lot of fun. We definitely also, like, we're going to be learning more about things as we go, too. And so I hope that as we're learning, you know, we can help you guys to kind of take some of that and turn it into some passion for sports the same way that we do. Because a lot of what making a passion for sports is in yourself is learning more about the game that you're learning to love. Football became a really big passion of mine whenever I was, you know, kind of nerding out, you know, when I was spending all my time in pro football reference when I was in high school, yeah. Which I still do. But you know, whenever you know more about a game, it's a whole lot easier to appreciate it. So I hope that we can kind of help out a little bit with those things. We're going to have some different segments, some different bits. We're going to have some trivia, maybe some rankings, whatever really comes up. Yeah, that's all I got, man.
Overall, we like to have fun. We like to laugh. We like to joke around. So you're going to get a lot of that too. We hope that we can entertain you as we inform you and ourselves as well. And he mentioned football reference, basketball reference, baseball reference, hockey reference. Those websites are amazing for just learning anything about sports. So if I can plug anything, I'd plug that.
There's a page you can, there's a button that you can do to go to a random page. And I recommend you sit there and do that for like hours like I do it because you learn more than you think you would by just looking at random stuff.
Right.
It's very, very fascinating.
Yeah, go down some mad rabbit holes very quickly. But, or you can just let Logan do it and we'll bring you the information you need to know. Our goal is just to inform you, entertain you, and hope that you you enjoy this. There'll be about 45 minutes to an hour-long podcast, so we just hope that once a week you can just sit down and listen to us and or watch us because we have video too. But we just hope that you can enjoy it and have a good time like we're going to have a good time. So once again, this is the Sideline Princes Podcast. You can find us anywhere. You find podcasts, that's YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Pandora, I don't know. Anywhere else you can find your podcast, we'll be on there. So look for us there. Make sure you follow our socials, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. Did I forget any social media?
Google Plus.
Google, what?
Are you too young to remember Google Plus?
Oh, wait, no, we had this conversation. Okay. Never mind. Google Plus will probably not be on there, but you can give it a look. I don't know. But anyways, once again, first episode coming out the afternoon of Friday, October 10th. Be on the lookout for it. Until then, we appreciate you. Hope you join us for our journey, informing ourselves and you about sports and having fun while doing it. So until next time, we'll see you then.